If you are looking to grow in any area of your life, there is one thing and one thing only that you need to do. It's biblically based. It is what's going to help you to get from where you are to the next stage. And while it might be scary or fearful in some areas, it's necessary in others. We're going to talk about that today in the podcast. So I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we're talking to women all over the world who are here trying to do the best that they can while they're on this side of heaven so that we can not only live our best life, but be able to serve the people that we are supposed to serve and in the end of the day, glorify God. I am so glad to be here with you today. So glad for those of you who continue to listen, who continue to share, who continue to donate. You guys are such a blessing to me. And as usual, I'm just excited about doing this podcast today. I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about today. And I think this topic of what you need to do to grow is right on time. It's on time for me. It was on time for, what I'm thinking about. And I just hope that it's a blessing to you. So if you are out there and you're looking at, man, I feel like I'm stagnant, or maybe I find myself in this loop of doing or not doing, because that actually gives away this loop of doing certain things. Actually, I'm going to talk about that in a second, but not really getting to where I need to be. Then the thing that you have to do in the area that you want to grow is you have to take action. That's literally the answer. I'm going to give you the answer all the way up front. I'm going to go back and justify my answer, right? And then I'm going to talk to you about how we're going to get there. So I was thinking about this in terms of a lot of us, first and foremost, who are knowledge junkies. Do you find yourself being one of those people? Like, are you a knowledge junkie where you constantly consume information? You go to trainings, you go to workshops, it might be like at church, it might be following some of your favorite folks. You might be watching videos, you listening to podcasts, not only mine, but other ones. So you're doing all of this stuff that take in knowledge, you're reading books, but you just don't find yourself really going to the next stage. And it's because we find ourselves being knowledge junkies and we're not putting action behind it. That will change your life right there. It's the fact that we have to implement it. I find that sometimes there are people who, again, you find some folks that you love and you'll go to everything they have. It don't even matter. It almost don't even matter if it's in line with, what it is that you're thinking about. You know, they could be talking about marriage and you're single and you're like, I want to go to that too, because you just love some of the people that you follow. I have a lot of people. Well, I have a few people. I shouldn't say a lot of people, but I have a few people that are in my life like that as well. And the reality is that we have to be able to take that knowledge and we have to do something with it. And I'm questioning why that's always hard for us. Now, in some respects, I don't think it's because it's hard. I think because we don't necessarily recognize what we're doing. We may recognize that we always want to be gaining knowledge, but we don't recognize that there has to be something that we do with that knowledge. You know, there's a saying that everybody generally knows, is knowledge is power. And I remember one day years and years ago where that thought shifted for me. It's not the knowledge that's powerful, it's what you do with the knowledge that makes it powerful. Like, we can take in and have a lot of knowledge, but if we don't activate that knowledge, then what is it, right? What is it? I mean, we have knowledge, but if we don't do anything with it, what is it? If we don't do what the Bible is saying, are we really walking in the way that God wants us to walk? I'm 10 toes down on that, right? Like, we actually have to be about doing it. We could take as many courses as we want. We can spend the money. We can do all the things. And watch this. Oftentimes, like, let's just talk about this in the business world, for example. Oftentimes, we will go get the knowledge. We will do all the things. I've talked about this before. All the things around doing it. We will hire the people for the logos, and we'll get the business cards. That's old school, so most people don't get business cards anymore, but I digress. We get the website set up. We get the funnel created. We get the scheduler for the social media stuff. We do all that type of stuff. We get hung up with how much we want to charge, and we get hung up on the actual doing, because we want all the things around it to look good, right? We want all those things to look good, but we don't actually start the business. We don't actually take that next step. Now watch this. God cannot bless any steps we don't take. That might set somebody free right there. He can't bless. If we are asking God to bless our territory, to enlarge our territory, and to bless, what's in front of us, but we never take the steps to go towards what's in front of us, how can God bless us, right? He can keep us in our here and now, but how can he bless us if we are not going to take that next step? And watch this, it's going to be fearful. You're going to be afraid in some instance. You're not going to know what to do. That literally is part of it. You know, for those of us who take in a lot of knowledge, or you are, you know, you have analysis paralysis, or even for those of us who just kind of, I'm the jumper, I'm ready, fire, aim, right? Is that we have to understand that by design, we are not supposed to know every step of it, right? Even if we are paying someone to help us to take another step, right, they're going to help us with some of the knowledge that we need. But we, at the end of the day, still have to do it. We still have to hit the red button. We still have to be the ones to go out and make whatever that thing is happen. I don't care if it's business oriented. I don't care if it's personal, spiritual, relational. It doesn't matter. We have to put ourselves out there, and we have to cross this abyss of vulnerability. We have to cross this abyss of not knowing, right? I was having this conversation with one of my business partners a couple of days ago at the time of this recording, and I said something to her about, we have this gigantic thing we're working on right now, and we're keeping it close to the chest just based on what it is. And I was telling her, I said, you know, I don't doubt what God is doing, because I know when he told me I was coming to Atlanta, what he was going to do. So I know what he said, and I know what you're doing, and I trust you. And I said, I'm just afraid that when we put it out, there are things that we don't know, right? This is so big that we have blind spots, we have shadows that we just absolutely don't know about. And I'm fearful of putting this product out based on the potential of what it can do, just on a low scale with low numbers. We're looking at crazy, crazy numbers. And I said, I'm just fearful of that. And she said something that really shifted me, because I had been thinking about this part for a long time. And I'll oftentimes ask her a lot of questions about, you know, the parts that she's doing, because the parts that I'm doing is definitely different from the parts that she's doing. And it's just, I had just been feeling this. And part of it honestly comes in with the doubt of, you know, where you look at where you've been, you look at the things that you've done, you look at what God has in front of you, and it's larger than life. And so there has to be some fear. But what I recognize, before I say what she said, what I recognize is that's part of the process. So if you have that fear, eat it for breakfast. Put some ketchup on it and eat it for breakfast. It might be better with ketchup for lunch, but you know what I mean. But you still got to do it anyway. There is a vulnerability that comes with that. You got to take on that vulnerability and do it anyway. There is a not knowing and a blind spot that comes with it. You got to take that on and do it anyway. So what she said to me, what my girl said to me, was so profound. She said, that's correct. There are parts we don't know, and we're going to launch it anyway, because that's why you launch what's called, she didn't say this part, but this is what she meant. That's why you launch what's called a minimum viable product. You launch it and you bring people in to help you to know if it's good or if it's not good. Watch this. The reason why in the business world, people tell you to launch a minimum viable product is so you can test the market to see if people wanted in the first place. But what we do in AIR is we take on whatever market research we've done or haven't done, and we want to have the whole thing complete before we even know if people are interested in it. We spend all the time, money, and energy doing it, only to come to find out this is not what the people wanted. And we keep going down this path and keep spending money, keep going down this path, only to find out that what, for whatever the reason, I am not able to monetize this if business is the way that you're supposed to go. So you take the best that you can do at a time period. You launch that part. You literally put it out there for people to come and say, oh, this part isn't working, that part isn't working. Because remember, when you are getting started, especially in business, the people that are going to, if you are nobody, if people don't know who you are, they don't know your product, maybe your product is similar to some other products, and they're like, why you versus the other person? Those people that are going to come into your orbit, other than people that know, like, already know, like, and trust you, like family and friends, is going to be early adopters. Early adopters are a different type of person. It just is what it is. Early adopters are not the ones that come on after the wave has happened. Early adopters are not the one to come on after, you know, the market has been saturated. Early adopters come on when it first happens, because they see something and what it is that's being done. They see something and what it is that you're doing. And they said, you know what? If this gets to where they're saying, it's going to be huge. And they're the ones that are going to help you fill the gaps, you know, plug the holes, help you to see your blind spots. And that's done by design. When I tell you that lifted what was going on for me, it literally lifted. And here's the crazy part. I knew all that already. But when you're dealing with it, sometimes it's stuff you ever find yourself talking about stuff, but then when it, you know, to other people that you can help other people, but when it comes to you, it can be challenging to take on yourself, right? And that's where I found myself. And I said, you're absolutely right. Because we're going to be dealing with early adopters anyway. We're going to show what our roadmap is. We're going to tell you where it is we're trying to go. We know we might have kinks. We know we have things. We might have things that we have to go back to the drawing board on. We know that, right? But know it and do it anyway. Because again, God cannot bless the steps that we do not take. Here's the other thing. It's never about a great or perfect start. It's never about a great or perfect start. It's about a start. And sometimes what we do is we put way too much pressure on ourselves for it to be great and perfect. And then there are some people who will say, well, my brand, in air quotes, my brand or my, you know, how I want people to see me, it has to be excellent. But excellent does not equate to perfect. That might set somebody free right there. Because at the start, you can never have perfect at the start. That's why it's called the start. It's not called perfection. It's called the start, right? And you have to get yourself to understanding that good enough is good enough. That's literally what holds us back. And we cannot equate our brand and how people see us with this level of excellence, because I can tell you this, at every level that I am creating something myself, no matter if I'm at the beginning or if I'm at the end, whatever level I'm at, that level is excellent in and of itself. My start is going to be excellent. My middle part is going to be excellent. My different iterations are going to be excellent. My pivots are going to be excellent. My finish is going to be excellent because I work in excellence. So you don't have to equate the final product to a level of excellence. You don't have to equate your level of branding to excellence when you are trying to start. You have the start be as excellent as the start can be, not comparing it to other phases, and you launch anyway. If you are doing something, again, I said it doesn't matter if it's in your spiritual life, you want to do something biblically based, you want to start a group, start. If you start with three people, start. That's where the beauty is. We oftentimes are looking at the people that we may be listening to, and in some subconscious way, if it's not conscious, it's definitely subconscious, we are looking at where they are and trying to match our start to where they are, and the devil is a liar, because that's not possible. We have to match our start with a start. It might not even be their start, because oftentimes where people started and where you see them at are two totally different places. I know for a fact I can talk about that, because the things that I'm embarking upon today have nothing to do with what I've done over the last 10 years. A small amount, but I didn't even know the stuff that I was doing, what I was learning at that time would all come together for a time such as this, right? And so you just have to be be able to understand, you have to understand that don't even, if you're trying to, I'm tongue tied because I'm trying to get it out. Even if you are getting started, do not compare yourself to where the people that you're following are today. Compare yourself to yourself, right? And because you're just not at that place. And watch this, even if you have the money to compete, don't compete with them. That still doesn't make sense because you're a different person with a different product, with a different message. You know, even if you have the same message, you're still you, which is different from them, right? And we understand that the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. Now, we hear it, we say it, but we don't actually oftentimes do it in those still small places. I am challenging those of you who are out there who find yourself being a knowledge junkie. You're taking in a lot of information. I'm challenging you to look back over your last five or six things you've taken knowledge in about and ask yourself, what have you started as a result? Now, I'm not talking about if you are just taking in knowledge because, you know, it's self-help. Or matter of fact, I am talking about that. Because even if it's self-help, right? Even if I'm thinking of Joyce Meyer's Battlefield of the Mind, even if it's self-help because you're battling your mind, like, what have you done? What steps have you put into place to be better with the battlefield of the mind, right? So I think that we can talk about this and we can look at this in every area. And I'm challenging you with that. Not only am I challenging you in that area, I'm challenging you to have some accountability and to put a timeline on what it is you're doing. Again, knowledge junkies, I love you. I'm a knowledge junkie, but I'm also a doer. I'm a visionary. Like, I'm going to put it out there. I actually have to slow myself down. I generally outpace everybody I'm working with. I promise you, I'm telling you the truth on that. I'm waiting on three different groups of people right now to give me some information because I was ready. I finished my part, right? And that's not to say that they're slowful because everybody has the different things that they have to go and do. And, you know, I have a different level of time right now to be able to get some things done, but I know I move at the speed of light. And so I just have this thing in my mind that I don't ever want people to have to be waiting on me. And so I want to get my stuff done as quickly as possible. That's always how I've been. And that's, I'm sure, how I will continue to be. But I want to make sure that you are putting forth some action in what it is that we need to do. Right? And I want you to reframe some things. Like, it's not failure, it's learning. This is the hard part about launching something or doing something or taking some steps or putting some action into place, is that it doesn't always look pretty. The progress doesn't always look pretty. I don't care if it's losing weight. I don't care if it's going to the gym. I don't care what it is. The start is always not pretty. As a matter of fact, in many starts, you're going to experience things like pain. You're going to experience, like, working out. If you haven't worked out for, you know, in a long time, it's going to hurt, right? You're going to have to go through that. If you're trying to, you know, change your diet, you're going to have to go through, you know, like, hunger pains. If you're trying to stop drinking coffee, you're going to have to go through some of the caffeine withdrawals. Like, it sometimes it can be something painful like that, right? Just physiologically, if nothing else. So you might have to go through that. You might have to go through vulnerability. You might have to go through, I've talked about this just a second ago, you might have to, it might be fear. But those are the things I believe that are oftentimes standing right in the way of us really achieving the goals that we need to achieve. And we don't really understand that those are the things that we need to overcome for the goals we need to achieve, right? And so if they are standing in your way, I want you to embrace them. Understand that it's all part of the plan. It's all part of the plan. Just do enough. Just do something. Just decide to take action. Don't even allow this thing about busyness to get in your way, because we all have busyness, right? We're all doing stuff. And you might be the only person. You might have a lot of things you're doing at home and at work and at church or anything extracurricular for the kids, whatever the case may be. But figure out how you can carve out some time to take those next steps for you, because it is all about action. It's about doing the things that you need to do that may feel uncomfortable in some sort of way and doing it anyway. That's what I have for you. And remember, every single step counts. Celebrate your steps. Every single step counts. Every single milestone counts. Even the feedback that you get about what you're doing or what you're not doing or what else you need to do with what you're doing, it all will help you to get better. That's part of the plan. If you don't embrace anything else I say today, understand that that's part of the plan. I love you guys. I'm praying that you got something out of what it was I said today. I'm hoping that you decide to go out and be brilliant today. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.